Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 29th, 2006. Today's message is titled, Keep Honoring. The scripture text is from Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Today I will be going out to my home state of Missouri to finalize some business issues regarding my mom's estate. Those that follow this series regularly know that she passed away this last November. Most importantly, on Saturday, we will have a service at the cemetery in southern Missouri where we will bury her cremated remains alongside my dad, who died in 1998. Then the family and friends in attendance will meet at Mom's childhood town of Harwood, Missouri, where we'll have a meal and reminisce at the community center. A fundamental law God has established is how we deal with our parents. In the Ten Commandments, the first commandment dealing with human relationships simply states, honor your father and your mother. The Lord Jesus and the Apostle Paul both repeat this commandment in the New Testament. For growing children, honor is expressed primarily in obedience. For grown children, it's mostly expressed in esteem and respect. I believe that even when our parents pass on, we still seek to appropriately honor them. What about you today? Are your parents living? Do they need a call, a visit, some expression of love and appreciation? I know I bring this subject up periodically, and regular readers may note this. Take the time and make the contact. You won't regret it. Don't wait for Mother's Day or Father's Day. In God's Word, no specific day or time is assigned for the honoring of our parents. It is God's will that we live our lives in a manner that brings ongoing honor to our father and mother. If your parents, like mine, are deceased, honor their memory and thank God for them. And I earnestly hope that your children honor you.
Jesus, one by one, those who've loved and cared for us are called to their eternal home. We go on living without their presence, but the contribution they made in our lives will never go away. Their sacrificial, enduring love has served as personal examples to us in our own experience as a parent. Help us not to take the presence of our loved ones for granted, or to allow difficulties in our relationships to override the importance of honoring our mother and father. We reap what we sow in the attitude we express about our parents, as it will most likely be our own children's attitude toward us as we grow older.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Pardon me. By the way, this podcast will probably sound different today for those of you that regularly listen to it. I'm going to be taking my laptop with me on the trip to Missouri, and rather than using our little home studio where I have a quality microphone through a mixer into the computer for sound, I'm using a little tiny microphone, the kind that often comes with computers, and plugging directly into the computer. So I think the sound will not be as good as normal. What a joy to serve the Lord today. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Daily Encouragement's all one word. Welcome you to visit the site. There are a couple of other notes on the site today, one written by my wife and another family note regarding any that might know Mom and be in Missouri are welcome to attend that service. And you can go to the site today for more directions regarding that. Have a blessed day today. And certainly this day, honor your father and your mother, and do so every day.